News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, the phone lines are open if you want to call in, 866-494-9866, 866-494-9866. And right before I go to the phones, let me quickly tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, they are so good at what they do. If you're looking for a job right now, go to their website, zlausa.com. They got great jobs posted all over North Alabama. By the way, if you're an employer looking to fill out your ranks of your own workforce, go to ZLAUSA.com. They are awesome at putting people together with an employer group. They can do all the background checks, the drug testing, whatever you need, blue collar, white collar, no collar, does not matter. ZLA Solutions. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, and check them out, ZLAUSA.com. All right, the phone lines are open. I got line two. I appreciate Perry from Madison holding on. Hey, Perry, Phil Williams here from Right Side. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling because you said, let us know how you feel about the mandate.
Absolutely.
I don't think there should be a bill. It should just be common sense. No mandate.
Well, unfortunately, we've passed the point of common sense, it appears, Perry.
Do what?
I said it almost appears like common sense is out the window, so I'm starting to wonder, are we going to have a bill because common sense doesn't seem to apply much anymore?
I mean, before this year, what did anybody mandate a flu shot, an employer? No.
No.
They didn't. They didn't care.
No. And by the way, the military had flu shots. When I was at the Pentagon, the military had flu shots, and you were told what time to go get it. But if you didn't go get it, nobody was there to mandate you and threaten your job either. It just, you know, it's amazing. I agree with you, Perry. I mean, you shouldn't have to have a bill. It should be common sense. But it's apparently common sense is out the window right now. And we're seeing it happen. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Hey, Perry, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience very much. Stephanie from Fairhope, all the way down in Fairhope, down on the coast. I love that. Hey, Stephanie, Phil Williams here from Right Side Radio. How are you?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much. Are you actually in Fairhope down there on the coast?
I am. It's beautiful down here.
Well, it usually is. So are you from up here and you're down there vacationing, or do you listen to us streaming online?
No, I listen to you online, and I live down here.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was calling to talk to you about the Alabama Health Freedom Act, HB 31.
Okay.
And I was calling because Representative Horton filed that bill 2.5 weeks ago now. And
right.
It has 23 co-sponsors. I don't know if you were aware of how many co-sponsors that bill had or not.
I was not. In fact, the article I saw this morning said it hasn't even gone up on the system yet where I can pull down a copy of it. So is it out there on the system? Do you know?
It is not, but if you go to my website, I'm actually the co-director of Health Freedom Alabama. We
there
went ahead
go.
And posted it on our website because it has been 2.5 weeks and the clerk's office has not gotten that up on Allison yet. And we had so many people chomping at the bit to read it, and we're like, well, we'll just go ahead and put it up there if they won't do it.
That's excellent. So, Stephanie, give me your website. What is that?
It is www.healthfreedomalabama.com.
HealthFreedomAlabama, all one word, .com.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So tell me then real quickly while I got you on the line, just tell me about your organization. Are you a nonprofit? Are you a grassroots kind of group? What's the deal?
This is a grassroots group actually that grew up out of the effort to pass the ban on vaccine passports last session.
Yeah.
So the momentum that we had last session at the end of May rolled into Health Freedom Alabama. And we actually had three bills in the health committee in the House last session to protect employees from these types of mandates, and those were all killed in committee at the time. We saw the writing on the wall. We knew what we were going to be facing in a couple of months, and the legislature chose not to address it then. They took all of the words out of the vaccine passport bill that would then protect employees for that particular bill, and here we are again. We're faced with situations where thousands of people are losing their jobs every day, not just military workers, not just contractors, not just federal workers, but regular Joe people, in addition to all of those who are facing mandates from their employers outside of any type of federal impetus, you know, that's just pressuring them to do so.
Right. Well, so Stephanie, tell me what your organization is doing. Are you basically an advocacy group? Or are you providing materials to people? Are you how are you messaging this, if you will, and working the effort?
Well, it's a grassroots group. We're out on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We're in Telegram. We also have thousands of people who have registered on our website to participate in calls to action. We send those out regularly. We consider ourselves kind of the electric fence of health freedom matters when it comes to our legislators. They need to understand where personal freedoms should be taking priority over business interests. You know, your basic freedoms and liberties should at least begin at the threshold of your skin. And if you protect the individual freedoms and liberties of the individuals, you're going to then in turn protect the freedoms of businesses. And one of the things I love about HB 31 is it doesn't just protect employees from mandates, but it also has protections in there for employers as well.
Well, exactly. So let me ask you this, because on this show, and I don't know, are you a regular listener by any stretch, or do you tune in pretty regular or what?
You know, honestly, I just learned about your show earlier today, so I'm not, but it will be added to my list for sure from now on.
Well, I'll take it. We'll take a first-time listener, but let me ask you this. So on this show, one of the things that I always say is that if we do anything on the show, it's what I call the four E's: to educate and empower and enlighten and entertain people in the conservative, you know, world, to get out there and be involved and to give them everything they need for those water cooler conversations, and to do something, to find that place, that niche where they can get active on a topic they care about in a conservative policy matter. I want to ask you, so what is your background? How did you get into grassroots advocacy? Are you just a regular Stephanie off the street, or are you like a neurosurgeon with a background in health, or what's the deal? How'd you get going on this?
Well, health freedom matters have always been a concern for our family, just because my family has medical issues, makes us have to do things a little bit differently when it comes to vaccination. So I'm always concerned about when we have government overreach in medical matters that don't involve accepting exemptions to those types of things. I have a background of 10 years in law enforcement. When we moved to Alabama, I no longer work in law enforcement, but have been very involved in the health freedom movement here since I've been here.
That's outstanding. And you know, what you're doing right now is exactly what has to happen. We've got to have folks who have a cause and a care and a concern, who find the means of going and getting busy on it. And by the way, I just went to your website, and I don't know if you guys are on Twitter or not. That's the social media that I tend to wind up using the most personally. But I'm gonna be reposting your website on my Twitter feed, and just know that you got a friend on this show, on this cause, and maybe we can have you back on again and talk about it in more detail as this HB 31 fight moves forward.
I would love to. We have thousands of people who have registered in our movement, and we're very interested to see how our lawmakers respond to this bill. And it's my contention that they don't want to take a vote on this. You know, there's some competing interests with the BCA and a lot of money that's flowing towards their campaigns right now. And it really is a fight between David and Goliath, between the people and their constituents and the money people who are dumping into their campaigns. And they're
totally
going to have
agree.
To take a vote on this, because, quite frankly, we consider this a term limits bill, that any other vote outside of their ability to protect people's jobs is going to limit their ability to get reelected for sure.
I think you've nailed it. And I think that's the kind of thing that has to be said. You know, as a former state senator myself, and you may or may not know, that's part of my background, was I was in office from 2010 to 2018. And I'll tell you this, one of the things that used to frustrate me was people yell, "We're going to make sure you don't get reelected." But I knew that was just like rhetoric. But what has to happen, though, is when you have grassroots actual movement on something that has broad level concern, that's when I believe the legislature is going to know that you're legit. And you guys have already formed a website. You've got it moving. And I think it's a cause that is being celebrated in many other states that have already taken action. And why they wouldn't do it here, I have no idea. But but anyway, Stephanie, thanks so much
really...
for the call. Huh? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead and finish up. We're going to head to a break here in a second, but finish up what you got there.
Yes, sir. We really make it easy for people to get involved with their health freedom movement. If you check us out on social media, there are step-by-step instructions that tell you exactly what to do, and it helps you locate your representative, and it explains in detail, very simply, what this is about and how this is going to protect Alabama citizens.
That's what I'm talking about. This is awesome. All right, well, what a great phone call. So listen, I'm so glad you called in, Stephanie, and I love the fact, by the way, that you're calling me from Fairhope, which is so far outside our AM/FM. It just proves what I've been saying all along, is that we have listeners in multiple states and all around this state. They don't just rely on the AM/FM to get into the show. But I'm going to be reposting your website, and I look forward to perhaps talking to you more. In fact, why don't you leave your contact information with Copper before you hang up, all right? All right, folks, Stephanie from Fairhope calling in. She's got a website called the www.healthfreedomalabama.com, healthfreedomalabama.com. And that, I'm already looking at it. I'm looking at it right now, and this is exactly what we've been talking about. If you're worried about the vaccine mandates and whether or not your legislature is going to do anything about it, perhaps there's a way for you to get involved with either Stephanie's group or form your own. At the very least, call your legislator. Tell them what you think. But I'm just telling you, this has got to be something that they need to hear from you on, because right now they're hearing from, and I hesitate to say it because I've worked with a lot of these so-called special interests. I'm very much aligned with them on multiple other matters, but I'm concerned that we're looking at potential legislation here being thwarted because the heavyweights in Montgomery say, don't do this, don't do this, we don't like it, and the legislators listen to them as opposed to listening to you. You've got to make your voice heard. If you don't know who your state senator or state representative is, just go to a website, the Secretary of State's website here in Alabama, and just click on Find Your Legislator, and you can quickly find out how to do it. Charlene just emailed ours just the other day, and I'm just telling you, they're more accessible than you would ever imagine that they really are. All right, Copper, we're going to head to that short break right now and then come back in a few minutes and wrap things up. But this has been a great show, and what a great sort of accidental segment there with Stephanie from Fairhope with her website, healthfreedomalabama.com. Yep, we got to work on this, folks. There's more to do. It takes people like you. Stephanie sounds like a right side ruffian, and I'm just telling you, we need more of them to make sure that they understand that there is a cause, a care, a concern out here, and people who are willing to say, not on my watch. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Been a good day, been a great day, as a matter of fact. Just picked up a great call there from Stephanie down in Fairhope, and I just posted her website on my Twitter feed. If you follow me on Twitter, it's at Sen, that's S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams, and you'll find a link to their website on that healthfreedomalabama.com group. Like that. I love that. Just go out there and get busy, folks. I mean, and it doesn't matter. I mean, somebody might say, oh, they don't have enough followers on their social media. They're not going to make... You don't know. Look at what happened down on the coast with the question of whether or not they were going to have a toll bridge. A grassroots movement got crazy down there. Next thing you know, that whole thing, which they thought had all the political will that, you know, it needed, suddenly died in a pile. I'm just telling you, grassroots can make a difference. Look at the folks in Mountain Brook. Who said, we don't want critical race theory in our schools. And 300 of them showed up at the school board meeting, freaked out the superintendent, and the school board pulled out that curriculum they were about to use. I'm just saying, people, get out there and get busy. It's amazing what you can do. Amazing what you can do. So listen, hey, by the way, I'm going to quickly do an aside here, because I said something on the show, I guess, when was this? Probably 2 weeks ago. That I'm looking at the supply. Now, it was last week. I was talking about the supply chain. Yes, I did change the subject completely. Just go bear with me here a minute. But it's one of those things I wanted to point out before the show was over. Found an article just now, and actually a backup article for it too. So I said last week on the show, the supply chain is so jacked up. You watch. Sooner or later, the Biden administration is going to figure out that within the Army National Guard, they not only have truck drivers who have their CDLs and are qualified to drive the rigs that can haul things away from the ports, but they're also going to find that they've got port management units in the Army National Guard. In the Army National Guard, they have port management groups. That's what their jobs are. They put on hard hats, they go to the ports, and they load and unload equipment. I'm just telling you, well, lo and behold, here's a story for you. Just yesterday afternoon, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville said in remarks to the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce that he believes the National Guard is going to be called in at some point to battle the global supply chain crisis by driving trucks. Did I say that on the show last week? Yes, I did. On top of that, article just came out an hour ago on the Washington Post. 1 hour ago, the Washington Post says the White House has weighed tapping the National Guard to address the mounting supply chain backlog, saying that they have the possibility of both truck drivers and port operations. Did I say that on this show? Yes, I did. Why, yes. Yes, I did. So what I'm telling you there, folks, is this show gets ahead of the game sometimes, but there it is. And I don't know if they're going to get down that point, but I may wind up doing a segment on this tomorrow because it's a big, hairy deal what's happening with that supply chain. Folks, it has been an awesome show. It is an honor to have this platform to be with you daily. We're here Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. He'll lay it out for you in a way that just, you know, basically felt like you ought to get continuing ed credit for listening to his show. I love you. I'll see you back here tomorrow, 2 p.m. Have a great night.